Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients. This is Todd Brow with SimCast, and with me today is Brent DeGroote with One America. And Brent, welcome to the podcast today.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me here. Looking forward to this.
Well, hey, just wanted to visit today about long-term care. And One America is a company to look for long-term care. How can you help clients at One America about long-term care?
Sure. So we've got what's called a hybrid policy, or I've heard it called a lot of different names, asset-based solutions, but it's different than the traditional market, largely because we're using either a life insurance chassis or an annuity chassis. We're a little bit unique in that regard here at One America Financial, that we've got both chassis. But essentially what it is, it's probably the best way to self-insure for those individuals out there that think that they, you know, I've got enough money, I can just self-insure. Well, there's a better way to self-insure, and it's just taking a portion of your portfolio or creating a new premium, whatever that case may be, but putting a plan in place that's your asset, so either a whole life chassis or an annuity chassis that would be used first if somebody needs long-term care services, but then have the ability to add what's called a continuation of benefits rider. And that rider then would kick in after the asset, their asset, so essentially self-insuring, is used up, and take all the catastrophic costs out of that. Because we know that, you know, costs can go as long as, you know, 20 years. We've seen a lot of claims go a lot longer than the average, what many people plan for. And so I think it's just very important to put that catastrophic backstop in play.
So like you said, a person thinks they can self-insure themselves, which that's kind of good, but also it's kind of not the best plan as well either, because I've seen situations where, you know, they've, you know, had well over plenty of money, but also time they pay for long-term care for themselves and also for their spouse, that can easily deplete itself very quickly, correct?
Yes.
So I have One America just came out with a flyer here, and it's called Long-Term Care Protection in Action. And matter of fact, if you'd like a copy of this, it has some really staggering facts here about long-term care and about, you know, who claims for long-term care. So I'm looking at here that the youngest claimant is 39 years old. Wow, that's still mind-boggling. And the average age individual is 84, and the oldest is 103. So that's still 38.9 is really mind-boggling to me. So it says 27% of the claimants are males, and 73% are females. And the longest stay is what, about for males, about 2.2 years, females
somewhere
a little bit range. Longer.
Yep.
But really, is that the actual years?
And then thank you for asking that, because that's really not the case. Largely what the industry is reporting on there is those averages that I talked about earlier. Those averages are really taken from a place that can be recorded. So whether it's an assisted living facility or a full-blown nursing home, you can track exactly how long somebody was in there. What they don't take into account there is any home care that was received probably prior to, because it's really tough for the industry to get those numbers from these individual caregivers, or any caregiving that was done by the family itself. So there's a long span, you know, that's again an arbitrary number, but when you hear that the average is somewhere between 3 and 5 years, that's not taking into account any of the care that was needed prior to. So those averages become a little bit of a misnomer. Now, saying that, we've got that catastrophic backstop that I'm really talking about here with the solutions that we have here at One America Financial. is a lifetime benefit rider on our solutions. So we call it the continuation of benefits. And essentially what it can do is put a plan in place that once they use their asset, it will continue that same dedicated income stream specifically for those long-term care expenditures up to their monthly amount for as long as they would ever need. So it's really a great way to put, again, that catastrophic backstop in play. Yeah, it's just a better way to self-insure.
So you said long as they need.
Yes.
So that is until... unfortunately, death.
Until they die.
Or they don't need to be in the long-term care facility.
Correct.
And kind of getting to back to that is, so looks like here about, 32% are initially in home care, then 47% go into assisted living, and 21% go to skilled nursing. And the reason for claim ends is 75%, unfortunately, is death. And then 11% is exhausted benefits. So basically, with One America, that would not be an issue then.
Yeah. So that's what's really interesting. When you look at, so what Todd's referring to here is our latest claims piece. So we put it out every year. So this is really reporting on our 2022 numbers, the overall block. And so when, you know, so many plans out there, and I'm not sure the exact percentage, actually go to exhausting benefits as the reason that the claim ended. With One America, we don't really have that solution. That's why ours is only 11% that they exhaust benefits, because many times we have people utilizing our unlimited continuation of benefits rider. So it really just shows that 75% of those, they die, right, in our block. Mm-hmm. They're not exhausting benefits because most of them have put really to a tune of over 60-65% put our unlimited COB rider on those policies. And again, that just extends that those expenditures or those benefits as long as any one individual can live.
And again, I mean, why would a person not have that on there? You know, it's just, it's a peace of mind to me.
Yeah.
And also it's a peace of mind for individuals, not just the individuals that themselves, the claimants, but it's also for the family too, because, you know, I've, you know, seen so many situations where they've exhausted the benefits and, you know, they sold the farm, they sold the house, they sold the car, they sold all the jewelry and everything, lock, stock and barrel. And they're still needing money, so the kids are having to pay for it, and it's so
or they go on Medicaid or whatever.
Yeah.
The case may be. So
yeah,
exactly. So what's interesting too, and I'll add to that whole peace of mind that you touched on, Todd, the fact that we can put two people on one policy as well. So if you've got, you know, spouses or, you know, really whatever the classification is in the state that you happen to be working in, you know, domestic partners, you know, that ilk, if you will, we could put two of those on one policy and still have that unlimited COB rider. So now you want the total peace of mind that you mentioned. I mean, that's a great way. And the reason why we see so many couples do that is because nobody knows who's going to need care first, how long it's going to last, how much it's going to cost. And, you know, they want that peace of mind to just say, no matter who needs care for longer than the average, I've got a plan in place here that's going to cover us both for as long as we would both need it. So really it stands us out as a carrier here at One America Financial.
So we've been talking about claims, and we've been referring to the flyer that the One America put out, titled Long-Term Care Protection in Action. So what, and it's all about claimants and the statistics. So what triggers a claim?
So a claim would really be when a client has deficiencies in two of six activities of daily living. ADLs, as you may have heard that acronym before. We have a lot of them here in the insurance industry.
Yeah.
It stands for activities of daily living. So bathing, eating, dressing, toileting, transferring, and continence. So if they have deficiencies in two of those activities of daily living, that would be a trigger to claim on this policy. The other portion would be if they have a severe cognitive impairment and meaning that it would last 90 days or longer. And that's the definition of chronic care versus acute care. So, you know, Alzheimer's or dementias and that sort of thing, that would be a claimant possibly as well. So that's your those are really your triggers for mm-hmm. the policy themselves.
Okay. Okay. And then also, but it could cover if you just need home health care as well, too.
Sure. We'll pay all levels of care. So most people want to stay at home as long as they can. And so we cover all levels of care. So home care, adult living facilities, adult daycare, full-blown nursing home,
assisted living
facilities. Yeah. I think I said adult earlier. I apologize.
That's fine.
Assisted living facilities. So we cover, all levels of care for these policies as well. And, you know, so it's a very comprehensive plan. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to just put this out on the airways if I could. You know, a good comprehensive long-term care plan can be the exact thing that keeps somebody out of a nursing home. The stigma with planning for long-term care so many times is, well, why do I don't want to go into a nursing home. That's the last place I want to go. But again, a good comprehensive plan like we have here at One America Financial, there's others on the market as well. A good comprehensive plan can be the exact thing that keeps them out of that nursing home. So they can stay at home as long as they really need or are able to and have the ability to receive care there as well.
And get the good, and get quality care.
That's exactly.
To help take care of them so they, you know, maybe pass away at home, which is, you know, everyone's wishes.
Sure.
Instead of a nursing home as yep. well, too. So One America, you mentioned the life chassis and also the annuity chassis. So, you know, probably for our listeners thinking, I have to have a single premium to fund this. I have a CD, I have an IRA, I have a non-qualified annuity. All those funds can fund either a life or annuity, right?
Correct. Yes. So that is one thing that kind of separates us maybe from some of our competitors as well in this asset-based planning world. You know, we've got just a plethora of ways that you can fund a policy. So yes, certainly it could be just cash in the bank. Yes, we do take cash. But it could be, right, a CD that they've had for years. It's really not garnering a lot in interest for them, and they may want to use something like that. It could be, you know, a cash value for an old life policy that is no longer needed. It could be the benefits from an annuity. So we can, you know, we've got the ability to 1035 exchange into some of our plans as well. Also taking qualified funds. So, you know, if we look at America as a whole, we are very heavy, top heavy, if you will, in qualified funds. So pre-tax savings, that's where the majority of Americans' savings is. And why not take a portion of that pre-tax savings, those qualified dollars, and use that for your long-term care plan? And we've got a great solution to do that here at One America. So we've got, One America, we've really kind of hit all the areas that you can design a plan, and because we want to meet the consumer where they need it most. We can actually design a plan, you know, on an annual or monthly payment basis as well. So really, every client situation is different. So wherever they can fund that or have the aspect for that, we're going to come up with a solution for them.
So. Basically, these policies are for long-term care, but, you know, we do have individuals that have, you know, a One America plan, but they never use the benefit because, you know, they pass away before, going into a nursing home, going into a long-term care. So what happens then?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Thank you, Todd. So one of the main reasons that I think the industry seems to be moving now towards these asset-based solutions. The fact with the traditional plans, if you paid for it and never needed care, you know, some people thought that, gosh, I paid for that for years and never needed it. So I never got anything out of that policy. Obviously, they had the peace of mind to have some sort of protection in place. the advent of these asset-based solutions really takes that a step further. And it says, look, even if you never need these plans, you're going to get something for the premium dollars that you put in. So if you happen to buy a $200,000 death benefit on a plan, no matter what, the least amount you're ever going to get out of that is $200,000. So you're always going to get something for that. What happens is that would be payable on death. So maybe the client themselves wouldn't get it, but they are going to pass it on to their named beneficiaries, to their heirs, leaving that legacy that they can as well. So again, a big reason that clients look at these asset-based solutions is the fact that they're always going to get something for it, and it's not a use it or lose it scenario.
Which is good, because they know they have that comfort of passing it on to their loved ones, whatever, if they don't need it. Yep. And that. So, and it kind of also goes back to, you know, leaving a legacy too. You know, we talked earlier about self-funding.
Yep.
You know, why not put that money into a One America policy? And, you know, if you don't use it, your loved ones, you know, you've just passed on your legacy to your loved ones, basically.
It guarantees that legacy for them, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
If they need care, they've got it because they put that plan in place. If they don't, it's guaranteeing that legacy. But the key with that is they're also protecting that portfolio so they can leave even more to their heirs if they want.
Exactly.
To.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or, you know, it could be a charity or whatever is important to them.
And then getting back to what I'd said earlier, and, you know, if by putting not self-funding and put it into a One America, then, you know, they have that lifetime unlimited benefit. Then they don't have to sell the farm. Then they don't have to sell the house. I mean, there's that put in place to help pay for, you know, whatever care level that you're in, basically. And, you know, also, too, it's kind of like something is better than nothing. Mm. So, you know, basically, if the money that you have, like in a CD, or, you know, you take out a One America policy and it, you know, there is a payout, but it doesn't pay for the full care, it's better than nothing and better than tapping into your savings and everything like that.
Yeah. So you touched on a couple things there that I'd love to. So let me come back to the payment portion. You may have to remind me. But I wanted to just say we're here in Lincoln today, right? Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned the farm. Mm-hmm. You know, for I mean, how many eons now, when farming, you know, the plan is to pass that on to the children. The problem is when the farm is their only source of payment for any long-term care expenses, how quickly they have to start selling off some of those plots of land or the whole farm in and of itself. And that never creates that legacy for the family where that's what they wanted to do. So right from the get-go, they've got a great plan in place to make sure that their legacy plan and that farm stays in the family. I mean, that is just, it's amazing. My relatives are all from Northwest Iowa. I was never on a farm, but you know, I was a city boy. But I know how important it is to keep that farmland in the family. So having something like this, so you're protecting that, making sure that those legacy plans go forward is a huge benefit for the clients. Now, the other portion that you touched on was the payments. So it's interesting. Planning for the whole amount has kind of gone by the wayside. I've been in this industry now 22 years and have seen a lot of changes over that time period. The reason I say that it's kind of gone by the wayside, you know, adding the inflation and the total cost of care certainly has gotten pretty expensive. And so it's pretty rare that most people plan for the whole need. The other reason that they don't is you realize that they're going to have their Social Security amount. If they're needing care, they're not taking vacations like they once were. They probably don't need their extra car. There's a lot of changes that would happen around that. If they're a single individual, they're not needing their home anymore. So there's a lot of ways that they can cover some of that extra cost. But we have never had somebody call in to the home office and say, you know, we're really upset that you didn't cover, you know, all of the costs of that monthly charge that we were getting from the facility. all we the calls that we do get are those clients saying, oh my gosh, we are so grateful that you sent us that check every month, no matter what that amount was. It didn't matter, just that they could guarantee that monthly check coming in month after month after month to make sure that that is helping to pay a portion of that cost.
And again, a peace of mind.
Yes,
a peace of mind. So kind of with America, it's a peace of mind and also passing down a legacy.
Yes.
You know, that opportunity. So
it's very true.
Well, Brent, we could talk for how many hours on this one here too, but you know, if you have any questions, again, if you would like to get emailed a copy of the Long-Term Care Protection Act, feel free to give us a call, 402-434-7761, or go onto our website at www.simkt.com, and to be happy to email you that. Just email us through our website. Also, we do have a calculator that we can send out to you as well too. It's kind of a what I call a current and also a forecasting calculator on how much home care cost in your area. You can select whether it be in California, whether it be in New York or Nebraska, and even kind of even narrows down specific cities and towns to see what your costs are, your average costs are for home health care, assisted living, and long-term care facilities in your area. So, you know, again, if you'd like to see that calculator, email us on our website, www.simkt.com, or give us a call at 402-434-7761. Be happy to send both of those items out to you. So, again, Brent, it's always great visiting with you with One America. And a great tool to help defray those costs and help with those costs for long-term care. It's just a needed product that you should have, basically.
Yes. Well, thank you, Todd. Certainly appreciate the opportunity to be on this Simcast, I think is what you call it.
Yep, Simcast.
Yes. So this has been great. So thank you again.
You're welcome
for the opportunity.
No problem. And again, if you want the flyer or the calculator, give us a call, 402-434-7761. Thanks again, Brent, and tune in next time for our next podcast. Take care.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.